Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. If you listen to NPR's Morning Edition, you've been hearing voices of voters across America in their Divided States series. The project brings views from across the country from those who've decided to vote for Democratic hopeful Hillary Clinton or Republican nominee Donald Trump. Participants discuss the issues in the election and how their candidates have responded. Here at Current State, we've been listening with great interest, and we recently struck upon the idea of producing our own version of the Divided States Project. We're partnering with MSU College of Communication Arts and Sciences Journalism School students to collect some of these stories. Today, J School student Camille Douglas brings us voters from different presidential camps, starting with 18-year-old MSU student Christopher Michael.
I support Donald Trump because he is a great businessman and he would be a more powerful leader. For me, it's mainly gun control because I don't want people taking away my Second Amendment rights. And also, I have a huge problem with gay marriage because it's against the Bible. Hillary would not be the better president because it would just be another 4 years of Obama, and she doesn't have the leadership skills or the right. She's not just the right fit for the job.
So how do you respond to criticisms that are made towards Donald Trump?
They're only focused on the negative aspects of him, and, you know, they don't focus on any of the good things he's done.
Will you have a problem answering to Commander-in-Chief Hillary Clinton if that's how the votes turn out?
Yes, I would, because I don't think Hillary would lead this country in the right direction. Currently, the country hasn't been doing that well, and it's time we need a change to make America great again.
If Donald Trump is elected, what are your hopes for him as a president?
I want him to follow through on the things he says. I mean, I want him to build the wall, and I want him to place that temporary ban on Muslims coming into this country because our security is our number one priority.
So when Donald Trump says that this is a rigged election, do you believe that?
100%.
After speaking with Michael, it's no question that he sees Donald Trump as the best candidate to lead this country. So when the time to vote comes around on November 8th, Michael will cast his first ever vote for Mr. Trump. 62-year-old Beverly Talega is a retired special education teacher. Talega, a Democrat, is an avid Hillary Clinton supporter.
Because I think she's hardworking, I think she's trustworthy, and she is for women to choose their own path in life.
I caught up with her in her home in Rochester Hills to discuss more about her selection for president.
And in this election, what are some of the topics that are most important to you?
A woman's right to choose, the economy, family values, and health care. I think that she is for Obamacare, and she wants to make it better than it already is. I think she knows a lot because she was Secretary of State. I think she knows a lot about foreign issues, especially the Middle East. And I think she's for family values. I think she's very much for the woman's right to choose their path. I think she's been professional, but I think the campaigns on both sides have been a piece of garbage. Lots of mudslinging, lots of name-calling. Down and dirty, and I think it's wrong, wrong, wrong.
Have you ever seen an election like this before?
No.
And how does it make you feel that it's come to this point?
Sick.
Talega already voted absentee. She said that she never doubted that Hillary Clinton was best fit for presidency.
That was MSU journalism student Camille Douglas with two Michigan voters, Beverly Talega, who supports Hillary Clinton, and Christopher Michael, who is voting for Donald Trump. It's one of WKAR's Divided State stories, which is also part of the WKAR MSU School of Journalism project, My First Election.